Let us begin with Anulom Vilom. Fingers on the forehead, breathe in and out. First the left nostril 5 times, then right 5 times, then alternate. Mentally chant Om or the Lord's name as you breathe out. Consciously relax every part of the body. Start from the head, paying attention to each part up to the toes, and then back up to the head. Today's shloka is from the Kaivalya Upanishad, which is the entire Upanishad devoted to meditation. Those who meditate should study this Upanishad, Kaivalya Upanishad. Some beginning instructions. Vivikta deshe cha sukhasanastha Shuchi samagriva shiro griva adhyashramastha sakalendriyani nirutya bhaktya स्वगुरुं प्रणम्य। विविक्त देशे। मेडिटेशन शुड बी डन अलोन एवरी मॉर्निंग। इवन हस्बैंड एंड वाइफ शुड नॉट सिट इन द सेम रूम। Once a week, group meditation is good, but daily should be done. Vivikta, where there is no one around. Sukhasanastha, and should be firmly seated either in the Padmasana posture or on the chair, even whatever is comfortable. But body should not be tense. For the next 20 or 30 minutes, I will not move any of my limbs. Shuchi. The place for meditation should be clean. Either the prayer room or in your room, it should not be cluttered. Clean and well maintained. Clean means the mind also should be clean. No raga dvesha, no anger. No greed, no jealousy. An attitude of love and compassion to the whole world. Everyone is God's expression, and they are all my expression. I am also that divinity. And everything is divine. Everything is one. Sakalendriyani nirutya. All my senses should be controlled. Eyes closed. No fragrance or incense around. If you hear a sound, just ignore it and be a witness. Mind is the sixth sense, is the lord of the senses. I should resolve that in this 20 minutes, I'll keep my mind on the present moment, on the Supreme Self within me. If the mind wanders, bring it back. Atyashramast, Atyashrama, the fourth ashrama. I should sit with meditation in the fourth sannyasa ashrama. But I am a householder. But at the time of meditation, I am a sannyasi. I have no connection with anyone in my family, no connection with my belongings, no connection with the world. Even no connection with my body. At this moment, I am separate from the body. Bhaktya Swagurum Pranamya. With devotion, with bhakti, I should sit. prostrate to the Guru and to the Lord mentally and invoke their grace and blessings. Having carried out these steps, what should I meditate on? Ritpundarikam virajam vishuddham vishadam vishok vichintya madhye. I should contemplate in the cave of my heart. Heart is where mind and intellect has all the good qualities of love, compassion. That is the Vedantic heart, Rit. In the lotus of my heart, I should contemplate upon the self. What are its qualities? The Lord within. Consciousness. It is virajam, no rajas. It is still without all. All these are my true nature also, not only of the self or the consciousness. Virajam, still, without movement or activity. Vishuddham, pure, uncontaminated by anything on this universe. Nothing contaminates the self, even though the self pervades all. Is uncontaminated even by my mind and intellect. Vishadam. It is clear. It is the light of consciousness that is unobstructed by any obstacles. It pervades my whole body and illumines every pore of my cells. And Vishoka, it is blissful without sorrow. So for the next few minutes, turn your attention to the self, which is without activity, pure, clear light of consciousness and bliss. And that is who I am. Shift your attention to that which is in the cave of your heart and pervades your whole being. Silently, we will do that for a few minutes.
अच्छा
शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। Please try to maintain silence till the Gita class at 11.